Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
That promo is worth it just for the Freddie Hubbard music, and we hope to see you out at the Brooklyn Museum on the Sunday of Martin Luther King Day weekend. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine says that many scheduled cesarean sections, surgical removal of the baby, are done too early, having dangerous consequences for newborns. Now, scheduling births has become more popular in the last few years. About one in 14 births have a set date. Overall, women having C-sections has increased to about 30% of births. However, women who are choosing to have babies at home is also thought to be on the rise, especially in New York City. That was according to an article in the New York Times in November. So here to discuss mostly the rise in home births is Kara Mulhan, certified nurse midwife and the author of the memoir Labor of Love. We'll also talk about those planned C-sections. Hi, Kara. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So in 2006, according to the stats that I have, home births accounted for only 0.5% in New York City. But when the New York Times spoke with a number of midwives a couple of months ago, they spoke about a spike. Are home births becoming more popular?
I don't think that the statistics are yet in, but if I'm tracking my practice and the other home birth midwives practice in the New York City area, yes, we're all full to capacity and having to turn people away.
Now, one reason that the article cited was the movie The Business of Being Born, produced by Ricky Lake, in which you appeared, by the way.
That's true. Giving birth, in fact.
What? You appeared? I didn't see the movie. So you appeared in the role of giving birth?
And as a midwife as well.
So you think that's it? People are like, this is cool. Wow, I saw that in the movies. It's so natural and wonderful. Maybe I'll do it too.
I think that that would be an unfortunate response to see the movie and just go directly from there to the choice of a home birth. I mean, but the movie certainly gets a conversation going between families and care providers and women choosing their place of birth.
All right, listeners, mothers, let's get the two opposite stories on the phones here. Your home births and your planned C-sections. 212-433-WNYC. Talk about your experiences. 212-433-9692. If you did a home birth, would you recommend it to other women? There are pregnant women listening out there right now. There are women who are going to become pregnant tomorrow. There are women who have been trying for 2 years to become pregnant. And so would you do the home birth? Would you recommend it to others? And what about the planned C-section? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Oh, our lines are full. That was easy. For Kara Mulhan, certified nurse midwife and author of the memoir Labor of Love. Or you can post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And I do want to ask you about these planned C-sections. I know this is going to be anathema to you, but if these are rising dramatically, nearly a third of all births in the U.S. are done by C-section compared to 0.5% of births at home, how do you account for that? Do more women now, do you think, in our, you know, we're in control of everything about our body, society, just choose the pain of surgery over the pain of labor as kind of a lifestyle choice?
That's a great question. I don't think that most women actually understand when and if they make that choice that there will be painful recovery from a cesarean. But I do think that part of the impetus is because it can be controlled in that way. And because I think that the medical establishment as well weighs in favor of cesarean as a way of preventing things such as fetal distress and most women are feeling, the women I work with, it's very hard for me to represent that point of view, frankly, because the women I work with are on the other side of the fence.
Right, absolutely, so, as are you, obviously. And, of course, many planned cesareans are for medical reasons, not for the convenience of the woman. But I know of a few women who've chosen it because they just thought, this is going to be the easier way to go out of some nasty choices. And, I'm sure the doctors like it, right? Oh, a planned C-section? Okay, let's plan it for 9:30 in the morning.
Of course. And I actually just was at a birth this morning at 3:41, which may explain some of my
weary-sounding weariness.
Yes.
Beth in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Home birth?
I actually have had four kids. Uh-huh. My first one was in a hospital. And basically, you're treated as an object. They're absolutely not interested in anyone not towing the party line and just being a compliant patient with an epidural. And they basically treat you like an object. My second birth was with a doctor in a birthing center, which was better, but my third and fourth were actually with Cara. And you're supported
the
in
customer.
Your choice. You are not made to feel like an object. You're made to feel like a human being. And what was an incredibly painful and awful experience in the hospital was a completely joyful, beautiful experience at home.
Beth, thank you very much. Now, Cara, there is a middle ground, which actually my wife and I chose for the delivery of our two kids, which was to use a certified nurse midwife, but in a hospital. And what we decided was, well, what if, you know, things do go wrong in the middle of a birth, and though we want it to be seen as something other than something better than just a medical procedure, if something does go wrong, we don't want to take that risk of having to call an ambulance or get in a car or a taxi and be transported to a hospital right then. What about those risks?
Well, Brian, first I would just like to say that I think that keeping the choice of home birth in the palate is what's most important, and it's not going to be a choice for everyone. Using a midwife in a hospital when the feeling of wanting to be in the place where you would need to be in the event of an emergency is a completely valid choice. However, I can say that practicing home birth in the New York City area is a really safe It's a safe thing. I mean, we're like 5 to 10 minutes from almost any hospital. Midwives are also prepared. Most people think that emergencies can only be dealt with in the hospital. But, for example, in the last month, I've had two postpartum hemorrhages that I dealt with perfectly at home. But in the event that I feel that I can't continue to deal with it at home, I can transport the woman to the hospital. I've resuscitated babies who came out and needed to get some help getting started breathing. So what the problem is in the American psyche is that most people imagine that at home birth, everything always goes perfectly according to plan, and if not, we don't have a plan. And I think that even the medical establishment is purporting this view, and I think it's really harmful. Most of the clients I work with, when they give birth, they don't really understand that how equipped home birth midwives are to deal with emergencies, experienced home birth midwives.
All right. Now let's take a call from Linda in Westchester, who said she had an unplanned cesarean but would opt for a planned one next time. Do I get that right, Linda?
Yes, exactly.
How come?
Well, my first birth was 30 hours, and I did have it in a hospital, and I kind of bought into the feminist, I guess, ideal that it's, you know, unless you feel the pain of childbirth, then you're not a good mother, you can't bond with your child. So it was a natural childbirth, and I didn't have any painkillers, or I didn't have an epidural, and it was very, very painful. And the other place where I had to have stitches, which I'm not going to be too graphic about, was probably the worst pain that I've ever experienced. Mm. And the C-section that I had to have because I had a breech birth was a lot less painful, and the recovery time was not as bad as the other place where I had to have stitches. So I would definitely opt for a planned C-section had I had a third child.
Disappointed, Cara, or does that make sense in Linda's case?
You know, I mean, we're not advertising or promoting painful birth, but there's so much detail in her experience that
what Linda talked about, the feminist ideal of doing this with no painkillers, no matter how long it takes. Do you see that as a feminist ideal?
That is not important to me or my patients. Actually, a lot of us experience great pain giving birth. I myself gave birth at home, and I think that no one is prepared, really, even as many childbirth education classes as you can take, for the pain of a first childbirth. But the first one is usually the most difficult. So what I might say to Linda was that after that first one, her second one would have probably been a lot easier. First moms are more likely to tear, and second moms are less likely to tear. Labor is cut in usually half or a third of the time. The pelvis is already widened, so the first birth tends to be the dues payer.
And Linda, you think your 30-hour labor was tough? Wait till you hear Jill in Manhattan. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Kara.
You had a home birth?
I did. In 1994, with Miriam Schwarzschild, who's my hero, it was 79 and a half hours.
Wow.
And ultimately, at the end...
How many days is that? That's over 3 days.
Yeah, 3.5 days. it was fine. That is the bottom line of all of this, is that if I'd been in a hospital, I definitely would have been a C-section. And yes, there's pain. Who's going to deny that? There's pain when it's done. For me, it was done. It was over. I tore also. Yes, there were stitches. I think it's silly for anybody to think that any of this isn't going to hurt. But I found that it was manageable. And the reason I chose the home birth was because I had read a wonderful book that had statistics about infections and deaths in hospitals in this country. And I decided that that wasn't an option. So I did a lot of research before I did this. Miriam said, you go to a hospital to prevent an emergency. You don't go in an emergency. And I really believe that was true.
By the way, Jill and Kara, what do you think about this that just came in on our comments page? Somebody wrote, my sister, an Obama supporter, is planning a C-section at her doctor's recommendation. She scheduled the baby to be born on Inauguration Day.
Oh.
Jill, thank you for your call. That is some story. I'm glad you're still around to tell it after all of that. And we've just got about 30 seconds left. Kara, how's the insurance situation these days? Last I heard, hospitals were getting rid of some of their nurse midwives even to deliver in hospital because insurance was becoming prohibitive.
Are you speaking of malpractice insurance?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty prohibitive, but some actually CNMs like myself choose not to carry malpractice insurance, which is a very kind of an interesting stance. And so it's not cost prohibitive to me, but it's pretty expensive.
All right. That's where we leave it with Kara Mulhan, certified nurse midwife and the author of the memoir Labor of Love. There are many ways to skin a cat and many ways to have your baby. Kara, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Nuala McGovern produced this program with Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, and Michael Bernstein. We had help today from Annie Schreffler, and that's Debbie Fountain at the Audio Controls. Talk to you tomorrow. I'm Brian Lehrer.